Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Naerodny. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ron Schuler. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball four. Paquette moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball four. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nordhagen moves to third. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nordhagen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nairodny hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nordhagen for a passed ball. Porter moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Potek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Nordhagen and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive towards the mound. Schuler can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hurdle moves to third. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Henry Cruz pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Henry Cruz now playing left field. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Art Kussner now catching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Cruz moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field. Paquette picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Paquette. Cruz scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. Nordhagen moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 10 to nothing, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cusner for a passed ball. Nordhagen moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nordhagen scores. That run is unearned. It's 11 to nothing, White Sox. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. McRae reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun pinch hits for UL Washington. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Cusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusnier hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braun. The throw from Nordhagen and he is safe. Braun steals second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.